Welcome to Ray Log's Random Thoughts. I am Rayshawn Blyden. Today we're going to be talking about fake pornography and real victims. Coming right up, right after this. Today's show is brought to you by Political Bomb Show Store. Go to politicalbombshow.com and you can get this amazing t-shirt, Be Still. What does that mean? Don't always try to get things done all on your own. If you are, for example, praying for a job, praying for a wife, for a husband, don't try to rush God. God works at his own pace. You cannot rush him. So be still, basically be patient, and as the old adage goes, good things come to those who wait. So go to politicalbombshow.com, click on Political Bomb Show Store, and grab this t-shirt, Be Still. Today is Sunday, and not just any Sunday, today is Pentecost Sunday. If you don't know what Pentecost is, you can certainly click. There should be something up there where you could click on there and watch Brother Blyden ministry as we talk about Pentecost, the reason why Christians celebrate this holiday. Let's get into this story. If I can find it. Okay, here we go. Fake pornography, real victims. What is this all about? When Noel Martin was 18, she Googled her name and found photos of herself that had been doctored, making it look like she had participated in a pornographic photo shoot. Martin then discovered the photos had circulated on dozens of pornography websites. About 6 years later, she received an email from a sender she did not recognize, telling her that someone had made a deep fake pornographic video of her. A deep fake is a video that has been altered by artificial intelligence technology to make realistic looking but phony footage of a celebrity or other person. For instance, the video of Ukraine President Zelensky telling his troops to surrender. Deepfake pornography is footage of a person performing sexual acts that he or she never actually engaged in. The technology is new and dangerous to both victims and pornography users. This is a bad thing to happen because, you know, technology is a good thing, but you're going to always find people who are evil that's going to find evil ways of using technology. Let's say someone wants revenge on you, an evil person wants revenge on you, and they want you to get in trouble. They can put your face in a pornographic video and spread it everywhere, and you could end up ruining your entire life. as far as values and morals, if you go to church and you believe in God and people see these videos circulating with your face on there, it's really, it could be a, it's a bad situation. And so what's happening to her here, I feel really, I could feel empathetic about this. This is bad. This is bad stuff. But the technology, as I said, is new and dangerous to both victims and pornography users, with some experts saying it has the potential to be even more destructive than the older forms of pornography. American laws, meanwhile, are way behind in dealing with it. Only a few decades ago, people could find pornography in a few smutty magazines and video stores. But with advance in technology, accessibility of pornography has skyrocketed. We're carrying around the largest library of I can't even say the word because I don't watch or even think about pornography anymore. But you can find the largest library of pornography ever created in the history of mankind in our pockets, said Sam Black, director of Life Change Education and Covenant Eyes. Today, many children first view pornography between the ages, this is really sad, between the ages of 8 and 11. People often get trapped into the black calls a porn rut because of early exposure, and this habit becomes incredibly difficult to overcome. Now we're going to up the ante with artificial intelligence, said Black, as if there weren't enough pornography and enough different genres. The term deep fake, you know, I've never heard of this before, so I'm glad I did my research to find this so I can educate people on this stuff that's out there. Hopefully, I educate the correct people and not people who want to get into doing bad things with this. But the term deep fake first emerged in 2017. That goes to show you, wow, I never, 2017, I would have never known it's been out quite a while, 6 years. But I, then again, I don't really look for that stuff. It's just not good for your soul anyway. So you should really root that stuff out of your life, because all it really does is help, it gets you to masturbate and have just crazy fantasies that when you get with your wife, your girlfriend, you shouldn't be having sex with your girlfriend, first of all, but with your wife, and you have an expectation of how sex should be. And it's just unrealistic to have your wife do these things. But anyway, it emerged in 2017 after a Reddit user began posting AI doctored pornography. Just 6 years later, according to research company Sensity AI, the top of four websites dedicated to deep fake pornography received more than 134 million views on videos targeting hundreds of female celebrities worldwide. The company reports that 96% of the deep fakes are pornographic. And with the way tech is advancing, anyone can be the subject of AI pornography. According to NBC News, a deep fake creator on Discord charges $65 for deep fake of anyone. There's a lot of, I think, misunderstanding about this form of abuse, said Noel Martin. That It only happened to celebrities or public figures when a lot of everyday women are being targeted, but we just might not hear about it. Often deep fake videos are made by layering the victim's face onto a pre-existing video to train the AI program creators load pictures and videos onto the computer so that the system can learn how to replicate the subject's likeness and place it on another body. I'm shaking my head if you're only listening and not watching the video. The subject and the actor in the original footage need to look at least similar to ensure seamless product. Internal flaw detector is called generative adversarial networks spot problems within the video and learn to correct them automatically, making deepfake pornography videos hard to distinguish from the real thing. Though making a deepfake pornography videos hard to distinguish from the real thing, though making a deep fake requires time and skill to dub the audio correctly, many AI doctored clips look pretty convincing. Dr. Don McCullough, a licensed psychiatrist who specializes in helping clients overcome pornography addiction, explains that pornography is so alluring because of something called the Coolidge effect. This phenomenon relates to the brain's search for novelty, as viewers build up tolerance to seeing the lewd images and videos, they begin looking for more stimulating content, younger subjects, or more violent acts. For example, this is the reason why porn is so bad, because when I used to watch this stuff, it is true, you want to find more hardcore stuff, and it's just a sick thing. It really was addictive, so thank God I've gotten over that phase. Though I'm not perfect, I'd certainly have weeded that out of my life as far as that goes, and profanity, I've weeded that out of my life. So I'm not perfect. I still have a lot to get out of my life, weed out of my life. And as the years go on and my faith stronger and stronger, and I'm around my church brothers and sisters, hopefully I can become much better and I'm able to be a disciple that can help bring people to Jesus. But this stuff is bad. So anyway, the doctor says that it's the Coolidge effect. The phenomenon relates to the brain's search for novelty. As viewers build up a tolerance to seeing the lewd image and videos, then they begin looking for more stimulating content, younger subjects, or more violent acts. For example, now that people can immediately find pornography customized to their exact preference, their dopamine, their hold will peak more quickly, leading to greater abuse and sexualization in the real world. With the advent of the AI pornography, McCullough believes that pornography will become even more addictive and have devastating consequences on marriages. People who consume pornography have an issue with warped reality. That's exactly what I was saying before he even said it here. It's just human nature. You're going to expect your wife to live up to this, the ability of you watching these things that you saw in the pornography. But the ability to determine between what's real and what isn't is going to be lost, said McCullough. For victims of AI porn, the consequences are very real. As Martin noted, the emotional violation of seeing yourself depicted in such a way, it was extremely dehumanizing. Martin has used her experience to encourage legal reform regarding deepfakes in her home country of Australia. It needs to happen. At this point, U.S. laws has not fully caught up to the tech. Even the actors in the original adult films might not be able to sue for copyright violations, since many deepfakes fall under Section 107 of the Copyright Act that protects transformative works or works that have been significantly altered from the original. Because AI-generated pornography depicts a person's likeness rather than the actual person, most state laws are not specific enough to criminalize deepfakes, while 48 states protect targets of non-consensual pornography imagery distributed without permission from the purpose of slandering someone's reputation. Only 4 states have laws specifically about deep fake pornography, according to the Cyber Civil Rights Initiative. Lawmakers in several states are beginning to introduce legislation to criminalize the activity. Distributing revenge porn is illegal in California, but Republicans Rep. Trite wants to update the legislation in his state to keep up with the tech. A bill scheduled to come before legislative committee in late April details that perpetrators of AI porn could face a $1,000 fine or 1 year in prison. So April, we are in May now, so I'll have to look up that bill and see if it even passed. New Jersey GOP State Senate Kristen Corrado introduced a bill last month that would treat deepfake pornography with the same severity as non-consensual pornography. If found guilty, perpetrators could face up to $15,000 in fine. Since child pornography is a second-degree crime in New Jersey, anyone who possesses or distributes AI porn that depicts abuse of minors might face up to 20 years in prison if the bill is approved. That's good. That you need to make it severe enough to stop this thing. Updating the law is a step in the right direction. At the same time, perpetrators might be operating in states or countries that do not prohibitions on AI porn. The push, said Martin, is to figure out some sort of global solution to this borderless global issue. And I agree with that. Something's got to be done. This is not right. There's too much evil in the world where you can just simply destroy someone just for fun, just to get your kicks or your jollies. It's not right. It's a bad precedent. Should not be done. So, really bad stuff. Really and truly bad stuff here. Today's show was brought to you by Political Bomb Show Store. Go to politicalbombshow.com, click on Political Bomb Show Store, and get this t-shirt, Be Still. Be Still. And again, if you want to know what Pentecost is. Today is Pentecost Sunday. You can certainly click in the description and watch the video from Brother Blyden Ministry. That's all we have for today. Spread the word, leave a like, share, and subscribe, because this, people have to know about this. I didn't know about this, and this has been going on since 2017, so I can imagine not many people know about this, but it needs more eyeballs on this, so more laws can pass, preferably in all states, because this is not a good thing. Not a good thing for society. Not a good thing when someone can just take your face and put you into a pornographic film. It's bad, it's not good, and it should be harsh laws. So that's all I got. Leave a like, share, and subscribe, and I will see you in the next one. If you are on Roku, go to politicalbombshow.com, click on Political Bombshow Store, or click on Support Us. Here we come.